You know what's wild? Pacific oysters can survive in both freshwater and seawater. But new research suggests that this remarkable adaptability might not help them survive the bigger threat, rising ocean temperatures.
That's fascinating. And pretty concerning given how important these oysters are to coastal economies. What exactly did the researchers discover?
Well, they conducted this really comprehensive study, looking at how oysters handle multiple types of stress. They took these commercially important Pacific oysters and basically put them through environmental boot camp, exposing them to freshwater, highly acidic conditions, and then cranked up the heat to see what would happen.
So they were trying to simulate the kinds of conditions these oysters might face as climate change intensifies?
Exactly right. And here's where it gets interesting. They ran two separate experiments. In the first one, they exposed oysters to freshwater for different durations, anywhere from 3.5 hours a day to a full 4 days of constant exposure. You'd think that would really mess them up, right?
Let me guess. The oysters handled it better than expected?
Well, that's what's so fascinating. The salinity stress barely seemed to affect them at all. Even after being dunked in fresh water for 4 straight days, their survival rates weren't significantly different from the control group when exposed to heat stress.
You know what makes that even more remarkable? These oysters typically live in seawater with a salinity of around 25 parts per thousand. So going to completely fresh water is an enormous change for their physiology.
Right. And then there's the second experiment, where they exposed oysters to extremely acidic conditions. We're talking pH levels of 5 to 6, which is way more acidic than normal seawater. And here's where things get really interesting.
Oh, what happened with the acidification experiment?
So get this, the oysters exposed to acidic conditions actually showed a trend toward better survival when they were later exposed to heat stress. It wasn't statistically significant, but it's still pretty mind-blowing to think that such extreme acid exposure might actually help them handle heat better.
That's really counterintuitive. Did the researchers have any explanation for why this might happen?
They suggested it might be something called physiological priming. Basically, the stress from the acid exposure might trigger some kind of protective response that helps them deal with heat stress later. It's like how vaccines work, by preparing your immune system for future threats.
Though I notice you said it wasn't statistically significant, we should probably be careful about reading too much into that trend.
You're absolutely right about that. And here's the really sobering part. Regardless of what stress they were exposed to first, these oysters really struggled with the heat. We're talking about survival rates dropping to between 7.5% and 22.5% after 48 hours at 36 degrees Celsius.
That temperature, 36 degrees Celsius, it's worth noting that's not some arbitrary number they chose. We're seeing temperatures like that during summer heat waves in places like the Salish Sea.
Exactly. And that's what makes this research so important. We're not just talking about laboratory conditions. These are real scenarios that oyster farmers and coastal ecosystems are facing right now. The economic implications are huge, too. Did you know that Pacific oysters contribute millions of dollars annually to Washington State's economy alone?
Well, that really puts things in perspective. So what are the practical implications of all this for oyster farmers?
The big takeaway seems to be that while oysters can handle quite a bit of variation in salinity and pH, heat is the real killer. Farmers might need to focus their efforts on protecting their oysters during heat waves rather than worrying too much about short-term changes in salinity or pH.
Though I imagine those other factors might still be important for long-term health and growth, even if they're not immediately lethal.
That's a great point. The researchers actually mentioned that we need more studies looking at sublethal effects, things that might not kill the oysters outright, but could affect their growth, reproduction, or overall health.
So what happens next? Where does this research lead us?
Well, there are several key directions this could go. First, we need to understand how these stressors affect different life stages of oysters. What we know about adult oysters might not apply to larvae or juveniles. Second, we need to look at longer-term effects and potential genetic adaptations. And finally, we need to study more realistic scenarios where environmental changes happen gradually rather than suddenly.
That makes sense. Nature rarely delivers these stresses one at a time or in such controlled doses.
Exactly. And here's something else to consider. While this study focused on Pacific oysters, the findings could have implications for other shellfish species too. We're talking about mussels, clams, scallops, all of which face similar environmental challenges.
And all of which are similarly important for both ecology and economy.
You know what really strikes me about all this? It's how resilient these creatures are in some ways, yet so vulnerable in others. They can handle these dramatic swings in salinity and pH, but a few days of high temperatures can be devastating.
That really underscores the urgency of addressing climate change, doesn't it? These adaptable creatures have their limits.
And that might be the most important lesson from this research. Even the most resilient species have breaking points. As we continue to push environmental boundaries with climate change, we need to understand where those breaking points are and what we can do to protect these crucial species.